My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
As much as I would love to make this city safer, my first obligation is to Queen Consolidated. And yours is too.
I did some reading up on Lawton.
Lila, listen.
Did you really think I wouldn't find out that he killed your brother? That you were using me?
I need to see this guy in a bag. You of all people should get that.
Long time. Particularly for Bratva, Captain.
Mr. Queen.
Anatoly Kinyesin. He speaks very highly of you.
He should. I saved his life.
Whoa, what's up, y'all? It is that time. It's Two Guys in One TV. It is Mike Pierce, one of your hosts, along with my co-host, DJ Wicked.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, you're in one of those frisky moods, aren't you? Because you were like, yeah. What's up, everybody? Like Barry White. You know who Barry White is?
Yeah.
No, you don't. It is time to talk about the CW hit series, Arrow. Last night's episode was called Keep Your Enemies Closer. We're going to talk about the show. We're going to talk about the highlights. I got to send a big shout-out to my ladies over at Variety Radio Online, right here on blogtalkradio.com. They actually air the show there as well. So much love to the ladies over there. So let's get into it. Arrow was a little nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I've got some. I got excited. And the funny thing about it is, Wicked, is that you get excited totally different from how I get excited. You know?
Yeah.
So
you probably got excited because of the sex scenes. I'm all like,
what? I'm not talking about sex.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Okay, let's get into the show. So of course the show kicks off with Roy stabbing his red arrow into the wall. I guess that's there to give a sign to Green Arrow that he needs to meet up.
Yeah.
Now before we get into it, Red Arrow. Now last week we kind of talked about the show and we talked about Roy. Did you mess up on something?
Yeah, I did. I guess the third podcast that we did,
uh-huh.
I actually said that Roy wasn't going to be his sidekick.
Right.
Well, it actually turns out he is the sidekick.
Yes.
And his name right now is called Speedy.
Right.
And then later develops into Red Arrow.
Because apparently Speedy is the nickname that Thea gives him, I think. And I didn't have the heart to tell you. We had 30 hate emails come in going, it's not right, he's right, it's going to be Red Arrow sidekick. Did you know that?
Yeah. I mean, like,
I'm joking, dude. We didn't have 20 hate emails. I don't want you leaving here crushed in anything. So he is going to be the sidekick.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have superpowers, but he's a badass fighter.
Yeah.
I hope he gets badasser, because he's not that badass yet.
Nah, but, I mean, there's something I'm going to talk about that's probably going to make him badass.
Oh, okay. So as we see Roy reach out to Oliver, that is when we see Isabel, who, by the way, happens to be, the people that don't watch the show, happens to be Oliver's partner at the company. But was it just me, or was she hotter in this episode than she normally is?
She was drunk.
Okay, I'm not getting to that part yet. I know that you...
Well, that's the only scene I know that she was hotter in.
See, most of your women get hotter when they drink.
When they get more flirtatious, so...
Okay.
Kinda...
Okay, Wicked. We know where this is going now. So, apparently Isabel's bitching out Oliver because Oliver's been missing important meetings. And Felicity looks good, too. She's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And she don't need to be drunk.
No,
she's hot. She comes out of the elevator with a booty. I noticed that. Did you notice how the camera panned on her booty as she's walking?
Yeah.
A little strut that Felicity has. So she goes in there, and of course she interrupts the meeting and tells them that that they need to meet up. There's a drug dealing kind of thing going on. Well, it's actually not drug dealing. It's like looks like counterfeit money.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Arrow shows up and saves the day, of course. But he's being helped by Diggs, his partner, and it's obvious that Roy tries to get into the mix, tries to be helpful. It looks like that Arrow seems to be a little bit more suave when it comes to beating up people, because Roy just jumps on that one guy and just starts beating the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, maybe, I think Arrow would have like put his arm around his neck and said, be right there, don't move or I'll have to hurt you. But Roy just jumps in there, beats the hell out of this dude, and then that's when Diggs gets zapped by some zapper thing, and we find out it's military. At first, I thought it was going to be some bad guy until the guy started talking. And we see that Diggs is stunned and captured, and some chick named Amanda Wallace, a Waller, which is some kind of... did they ever say... I'm trying to remember if they said who she was with. Because remember, he was like, you're not this and this and that, you're not this, and then... I can't remember.
Yeah, they didn't really say.
But she's supposed to be some badass.
Yeah, but they're all... That was like a sting operation to capture him.
Because did you notice how she said, I know what you and Oliver do late at night? So she knows.
Yeah, so it was all fake. The money was fake, the whole...
So you think that was fake?
Yeah, it had to have been.
See, I thought it was just, okay, now you got me thinking. I'm wondering, internet, is Wicked right? Was it just a fake stake, a fake setup to capture Diggs? I didn't know that. That could be it. Good eye there. Then we find out Agent Michaels, who happens to be good friends with the whole crew. She has been kidnapped in Moscow, and we kind of find out that the reason why she's kidnapped is that she was actually going to go find Deadshot for Diggs in this Russian prison.
Yeah, which I apologize for, because the last podcast I kept calling him Sure Shot. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but yeah.
I know, somebody hit me up on Facebook and was like, hey, it's Deadshot, not Sure Shot. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I just thought, maybe you were thinking he's a Deadshot is a sure shot.
Yeah.
When he shoots his...
I don't
target.
Know why I kept saying sure shot.
I don't know. But see, Wicked, you made a mistake, and you apologize, and everybody's happy about it now. So we see that, of course, we find out that while that's going on, Roy gets sent to the police station, and this is where he reveals to Dad, Thea's dad, Mr. Patrolman, that he's working for the Arrow, and kind of throws that, like, hey, you got to let me go because we work together, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that's going to come in handy? Mr. Cop, Dad, and Roy together? You think they're gonna work closer together? What do you think? You think that's gonna help his chances with Thea, with dear old Dad?
I think his chances are good already, like with Thea. So I mean, it's just gonna make the connection between the father and him
a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, well then at least, I'm wondering if Dad's gonna think that's a good sign that someone's watching over my daughter, or is my daughter gonna be in danger because he's working for...
I was gonna go there too.
So, see? Uh-huh.
But his job does the same thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I guess we'll just have to see what happens. And, of course, Oliver, once Diggs is released, Oliver talks to him. Then he kind of shares a story saying that, I guess, this chick is in this Moscow prison, and he has to go save her. And, of course, Oliver's not having it either. It's Felicity. And they're like, we're going to go with you. And Oliver tells Felicity to make the arrangements to get on their private jet and to fly out there. And this is where we see first flashback, where we see Sarah, a.k.a. Black Canary, is talking to Ivo. They're chatting with Oliver about the boat and everything else. And I don't know if you saw this. And maybe internet, maybe I was the only one. Wicked, I don't know if I'm the only one. But there's a part where Ivo's talking to Oliver and says, you know, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, shipwrecked, and blah, blah, blah. And what's your name? Tommy. Didn't Ivo know that Sarah was shipwrecked also?
Yeah.
Two white people shipwrecked. Couldn't he put the dots together that they were together?
Yeah.
I don't know if Ivo, because we all know at the end of it, Ivo calls out Oliver and goes, you know, yeah, Oliver, and calls him by his real name. So it's obvious that Ivo knew. So I'm wondering if Ivo knew this whole time?
Yeah.
Or do you think he...
I mean, he had to have, because remember when Sarah was on the ship, she was like, I was with the Queen family. The Queen family has money and blah, blah, blah.
So he knew probably the whole time.
Yeah.
Ivo's not dumb. So then they when they're talking there, that's when we start talking about the super soldier, Captain America style. And I know you're looking at me, internet, if you can see Wicked's face, like, no, shaking his head, no, DC and Marvel don't ever do that to each other. So there's no love for DC and Marvel?
No.
There's no Captain America, super soldiers kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same, but not really. I mean,
so did DC Comics copy my super soldier formula from Marvel?
See, I would have to look back, but I don't think they did.
Okay, internet, if you know, let us know. Don't forget, if you know something that we don't know, you can always email us, MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. Let us know. Also on Twitter, you can follow me and tell me on Twitter, @MikeTheMovieGuy. And you can also tweet DJ Wicked @DJWKD23 right there. So let's we and I know you have a clip. We have some clips to play, and I know that you have a clip because you have some notes about this super soldier formula thing, right?
Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna get into this part of the show where they start talking about it, and then you're gonna come back and tell me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So hit that clip.
During World War II, every country was trying to develop the ultimate weapon. The United States had the Manhattan Project, of course. The Nazis had Das Uhrenbürgerwerk. And the Japanese, well, they had Mirakuru.
Stem cell and genetic therapies, decades ahead of their time.
Every war advances the cause of science. And the Japanese, they had developed a serum that caused increased strength, rapid cell regeneration. They called it Mirakuru.
Miracle.
So, okay, now we're talking about super soldiers.
Yeah.
We're talking about cell regeneration. I'm thinking Wolverine. Hello, I'm thinking Marvel again.
Yeah.
So am I, what's going on? Because I'm seeing red flags that I'm going to see Captain America and Wolverine in an episode of Arrow. Tell me
well,
that's true.
What I have to say is it has to deal with Roy.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Roy's going to get injected by the super soldier stuff?
Well, because I was watching the episode of Comic Book Men,
uh-huh.
And there was one comic that came in that was banned from sale in the United States. Well, it was because of the cover. And it showed that the Red Arrow, a.k.a. Speedy, a.k.a. Roy, was actually using drugs or actually going to shoot himself up with some kind of serum.
Okay, so now in your comic book world, did Roy get experimented on, or did he just get it off the streets and find it?
I think he probably found it and then actually used it on himself. Because it showed that Nighthawk, mm-hmm. which is going to, I guess, come into the DC comic world with Arrow.
Well, see, and that's what you were saying about Nighthawk, is you were talking about Diggs. Is there a possibility that Diggs... Now, what is Nighthawk? Who is Nighthawk? Is he like a... Is he a regular superhero? Does he have super? He doesn't have superpowers.
No, he's just like another
vigilante.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he's a black dude.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they make the character.
But is Nighthawk in the comic black or white?
I think he's white.
Okay, but you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I'm wondering if Dix is gonna get some kind of cool.
But like, on the cover, it shows that the Red Arrow's. Like shooting himself up with the drug, but then in the background you see Nighthawk and the Green Arrow trying to stop him. Yeah.
Which could be, in my world, it could be Roy, Diggs, and Oliver.
Yeah.
So that means that Roy would have superpowers and an Arrow wouldn't.
Pretty much.
Oh. But does Red Arrow turn into a bad guy?
I'm not sure, because I didn't look into it further than that. I kind of don't want to, because I think
might
spoil it.
I don't read comics, so I don't mind getting spoiled on it, because I will never read it. But you, on the other hand, and other comic book fans might not want to know. Maybe someone does know. I don't know. But, okay, well, then I guess we'll see. Have to see what happens, because it's obvious that Dr. Ivo is looking for some type of super thing. It's in the sub, into these samurai Japanese things. And it's obvious Roy is going into that role soon of helping out and becoming a sidekick. So I guess it'll be kind of curious to see. I hope he just stays good because he was a douchebag in Teen Wolf. Did you ever watch Teen Wolf on MTV?
No, I didn't.
Why do you laugh like that, dude? Teen Wolf was good. Well, it was good.
Any show on MTV is not good.
Okay. Yeah, you got me on that one. So moving on. And of course, while that's all going down and they're talking about that flashback, that's when Felicity, Diggs, and Oliver arrive at the airport to head off to Russia to do this rescue mission. And Isabel shows up looking hot.
Yeah.
Dude, she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
So she shows up and is like, I'm going. You're taking the jet. I'm going to go with you. I pack light. So Isabel, they get there. They get to Moscow, and they're hanging out there. And, of course, that's when, back in the States, mom's lawyer shows up at the club to talk to Thea and pretty much tells Thea that your mom is going to court soon and you can't be dating people that have records. So she's kind of convinced that she's has to drop Roy. So she's not too happy about that. Meanwhile, Oliver and Diggs meet up with some Russian hardcore dudes. I'm not going to lie, Wicked, when I saw that part there and they were drinking vodka, I wanted a drink.
Yeah.
I wanted a shot of vodka. That's what I wanted. I don't know what it is. Every time I watch shows now, especially Sons of Anarchy, I really want to do drugs and drink alcohol.
Would you remember that scene where Diggs and Oliver actually drank like underneath the club?
Yeah.
Say, I didn't know when I was going to need this bottle, but somebody told me whenever the right time is, just drink it.
Yeah.
Well, did you know it was the same bottle that when he went to Russia? It was,
really?
It was the same vodka.
Oh, bottle. I didn't know that set.
Yeah.
Ah, so do you think it's them that did it? Because I'm thinking the guy that was in prison in the flashbacks that we see in the boat, that was some kind of head honcho Russian guy.
Yeah.
So he's a shot caller because he's like, go talk to this guy. So I'm wondering if... But see, he does say, I saved his life. So yeah. Eventually we're going to see him saving the life of that big-time Russian guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I didn't even notice the vodka. Good eye on that. Now I want some more vodka. while we're there, they find out that that Lila, Diggs' chick, happens to be in Gulag, which is this prison in Russia, which is not very good at all. And that's where they got to go to rescue her. And then, so of course, they've got a guard in the inside, so they're going to get Diggs on a bust, a drug bust, and bam, he's in it. And then, bam! That's where I saw my favorite part. The blue meth. Did y'all notice the blue meth, internet, in the episode when Diggs and Felicity are in the hotel room and she's like, I got all these drugs. You look at it, you see blue meth, Walter White, Breaking Bad. Did you know that when you saw that, Wicked? No. Don't lie. Be honest.
Dude, I don't watch Breaking Bad.
Holy my God. I cannot believe you said that, internet. I apologize for my co-host's stupidity. You should be watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I need to watch
it. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And I loved it. I love the fact that as soon as I saw it, and it's funny how Wicked's like, did you notice the bottle of vodka? I'm like, hell no. I noticed the blue meth from Breaking Bad, though. and the cool thing about it was I went online because I was like, is that really the blue meth? And, of course, the internet exploded. People are on Twitter, and I'm going to read some of these tweets here. The new at Mr. The Jet TV put blue meth and Arrow. That is why I love this show. At Dark Pinky, Darth Pinky 09. Did Oliver score the blue meth from Breaking Bad? Hashtag Arrow. This one here, is that the blue meth in the bag? Did Walter White make it to Russia? The meth looks like Breaking Bad, Blue Sky. I mean, yeah, the internet exploded. Shout out to the fans of Breaking Bad. We got to get Wicked on that. But I thought that was really awesome. And then, of course, it says Arrow creator Mark Guggenheim confirmed the Breaking Bad nod. So that was meant to be there. So that was really, really, really cool. And it's just awesome how a show like that, it just shows you, Wicked, that show, Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead had blue meth in it also.
Yeah.
You need to watch Breaking Bad. Now let's get back to Arrow. So then we find out during this whole mess, Diggs lets out the bag. The reason why he just has to go get his friend, because besides he likes her, Lila used to be his wife. They got married. I put oh crap. So I don't know.
He said it was his wife or was his wife?
It was his wife. They got married and then it didn't work out, and then she went to this firm, and then so I don't know if they ever got a divorce.
See, that's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, I feel like he's still married to her.
Well, because we saw at the end they're sleeping together.
Yeah.
And they didn't even waste no time. So I don't know if they're still married and he didn't say, or they never got a divorce because they still like each other. It's obvious they still like each other. But so that's why Diggs is so determined to, and he has to do that and save her. So and then of course he gets arrested, he gets thrown into the prison. And then he gets thrown into a cell, and I put WTF, there's a clock in the cell. See, isn't it funny how internet, how the stuff that Wicked spots out and the stuff that I spot out, there was a clock. Who puts a clock in a prison that's supposed to be, hello?
The nightmare.
The nightmare. The prison's called Nightmare. So, of course, that's when we see the clock. I was pretty shocked in there. And then we see Oliver and Felicity and the badass Russian dude. They meet up with some other Russian guys. I know you have a clip here, and it looks like they're trying to exchange some stuff to get a military truck, and some crap goes down, and it looks like all hell's going about to break loose. Felicity looks scared. My baby was scared. I could see it in her eyes. And then all of a sudden, Oliver, as cool as Russian vodka, goes up there, whispers something in his ear, and the dude just like looks at him like he'd just seen a ghost, and throws him the keys, and boom. So we couldn't figure out what it was. Right? And we looked online, and we don't know what it is. So if anybody out there speaks Russian,
Yeah, please help us.
Yeah, because Wicked's like, what did he say? And I'm like, dude, I don't speak Russian.
Scare the shit out of him.
Yeah, I know. So we want to know. So we're going to play the clip. We're going to let you hear it. If anybody speaks Russian or knows what it is, let us know. DJ Wicked, hit that clip.
На колени.
Если вы чистили это, мои люди ведь услали это. Вас и ваши вита усанут расходами.
Поехали.
What'd you say?
Please.
Yeah, so anybody... Anybody speaks Russian, let us know, because I'm just looking at it. Y'all can't see what I see, but when he was talking, even Wicked had this scary look in his eyes, like he didn't know what Oliver said. We got to know. So he does it, and cool, Oliver, he just knows exactly what to do, when, what to do. And then we see a flashback, and we see Oliver and the Russian guy talking. And, of course, then we see Sarah, a.k.a. the Black Canary, comes in the picture, and... She brings him a blanket and is kind of feeling kind of sorry for him. I'm going to help you. And that's when we see Slade. I didn't know. I thought they died.
Yeah.
His crew on the island.
Yeah, I thought he died, but he was just like really burnt on the side.
Now, let me ask you a question. Slade's got the burnt face.
Yeah.
Isn't there somebody, a bad guy, that has a mask on?
It's him.
Is Slade the guy that wears the mask?
He eventually starts wearing the mask.
And becomes a bad guy.
I don't think he becomes a bad guy. I think he just starts wearing the mask.
Okay, because I know there was somebody wearing a mask in the earlier season that fought. Did Arrow kill? I can't remember if Arrow killed him. Remember he was the dude with the white and black face?
Yeah.
So I can't remember. So I'm just, I like Slade. I'm a fan of Slade. I'm glad that he's alive. Kind of has some bad skin problem because he got burned. I'm glad my hot Asian girl didn't get hurt either. But hopefully Slade will pull through it. But it was good seeing him.
Did you see the connection between them?
Between who?
The, I guess, Shadow and the Asian girl?
You mean, No, I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. Are you talking about when she laid in bed with him to keep him warm?
But when she said, like, something like, you do anything if you care for somebody, and he goes, yeah, I know. And he looked at her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, see, I kind of thought that, but then I was like, nah.
You can tell he has feelings for her.
So he has, because I noticed that there's times where Oliver and her kiss, he turns around and kind of makes the look. But see, I always thought maybe he thought it was a distraction for Oliver, but or maybe that Slade likes the chick, the Asian chick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did see the look. And she did climb in bed with him, and I don't know.
I thought he was called Shadow.
I thought he was Slade.
I thought it was Shadow.
Type in Slade on your computer and put Slade from Arrow. All
right.
And this is live radio, as you can see people here. So it's he's going to look that up, and I believe it's Slade. I'm looking at my notes. I think it's Slade. I think. Could be wrong, but I think it's Slade. You'll see the picture of him. While Wicked's looking up to see if it's Slade, that is when Fia tells Roy that they've got need some space and blah, 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 which I think it was kind of a weak breakup there. I think that whole scene there, because then, of course, we see later on in the episode where Mom invites Roy to prison, and she tells him, and tells Thea, you can't, I forbid you not to see him, and she's like, okay, thanks, Mom. I think that whole scene there just didn't work for me. I don't know. I think Roy knew that Thea was full of crap, but I don't see it. Of course, then we go back into Diggs is in the prison, and he gets helped by the guard. He gets in there, and of course, once they put him in this cell, because he starts to fight, we see Deadshot, or is it Sirshot? Which one is it?
It's Deadshot. Jerk.
so we see that that Deadshot is there, alive and in person, right in front of Diggs, which is not a good thing, because Diggs does not like Sirshot. Oh, I'm sorry. Deadshot. because he killed his brother a while back. And then meanwhile, while that's going on, isn't it kind of crazy how Diggs is getting hung in a freezer room with the freaking assassin, and you have Oliver in the bar with Isabel.
Yeah.
And they're kind of talking, taking shots, talking Russian together and everything else. And so that's going on, and then we go back to Diggs. Did you understand? Maybe you can. Maybe in your little comic book world, you can explain to me why Diggs, when he's right there in front of Deadshot, goes "Ah!" and yells.
Because he was like in his grasp, like he was right there in front of him, but he couldn't do anything.
See, that is a straight comic book answer. Because see, a normal person would be like, "I don't know, Mike. You're right in front of him. You're chained. You can't do anything. Why would you yell like a dumbass?" But you're like, he's in his grasp when he wants to take out his enemy.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he's been looking for him for such a long time.
Jeez, you act like you're Diggs. You're like, he was so close, like.
It's like,
Okay, I get it now. I get it. That's hilarious because I was like, I was waiting for you to go, I don't know, maybe he was, but you're like, oh, Mike, he's been trying to find the brother, killer of his brother, and he's in such a grasp. That is hilarious. So then, of course, while that's going on and he's throwing out these tantrums, Isabel and Oliver are still at the bar and they're kind of hanging out. And, they're talking and all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, whatchamacallit, Isabel, hotness, full of vodka, says, pay the check. And bam, you next scene, you see them in the room, and they're making out. Now, my question to you is, would you have liked to have been Oliver in that situation there, DJ Wicked?
Yes.
Same here. Now, let me ask you a question. In your thoughts, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think these two are going to keep sleeping together? Do you think there's going to be some type of relationship? I mean, it's obvious that we see that Felicity's not the happy camper about it, but let's just focus on Isabel and Oliver. Do you think they're going to have sex some more? Because it's like a booty call.
Yeah.
She's very...
There's no attachment.
Exactly.
And it's easier for him.
So do you think he's going to be like old Oliver and sleep with her because it's easy? Or do you think, dude, she's my partner, my company?
Why not?
I know. You would.
You have good relations.
So you would continue sleeping with Isabel?
Yeah.
See, me, I think the Russian time, what happens in Russia, I think it would stay, because I'm still wondering who she with. Remember, we still think that she's with Dr. Blood.
I think she's Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Okay, see, now you're throwing some Batman stuff on me.
Well, because I said that last time.
I know you did, that's what I'm saying. So you're throwing that in the mix now. So that makes me even not want to sleep with her.
But the thing is like, remember she slept with Batman. So she has that tendency to do that.
She slept with Batman?
Yes.
Oh, that's right, that girl did.
Yes.
Oh, man. Now I'm starting to think. Yeah, I wouldn't sleep with her, dude.
You're too late.
No, I haven't slept with her. Too late for you. You've already slept with her. You did. Well, not in real life, but in like pretend life. So it's too late because you're already in there. So, so Oliver. So it's obvious that you. Do you think Oliver's gonna keep sleeping with her?
Yeah.
You did, huh?
Well, I think if she like kind of comes at him the same way she did in Russia, then yeah.
Right. Okay, I guess we're going to... And I know you have a clip here where Felicity... This is you definitely wanted to use this clip here where Felicity catches Oliver doing the do.
Hi.
Hi.
Time. Ready?
Yeah.
I think she can take the night off. Don't you?
Felicity.
What happens in Russia stays in Russia. Even when it makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh, my poor little Felicity. So,
dude, she was hurt, man.
She was hurt. She was pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, and Oliver knows.
Well, I mean, why is she hurt? She
had a crush on him.
I know, but the thing is that a girl will only get hurt if you lead them on somehow. You know what I mean? Like, you show that there's a possibility that there could be something.
I feel this is like something that's really happened to you before, DJ. You feel... you feel...
I don't know.
You feel Oliver's... Why are you getting red, Wicked? You feeling Oliver's pain or something? So you're saying that she shouldn't be... In your world, she shouldn't be upset because Oliver hasn't let her on.
Yeah.
Think anything.
Yeah.
So,
unless he did.
I don't think he has. I mean, he gets close to her, and she gets nervous, and he knows she gets... Remember that time he swung from the tree with no shirt on and grabbed her?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's... I'd fall in love with Oliver if he would have done that to me. So maybe Oliver doesn't know he's doing it, but I think he knows that she's, you know, she's interested. But yeah, that was kind of an awkward... And as you can tell, Isabel didn't care. Isabel was like, yeah, walked out there looking all lovely.
And the back of her dress is still on.
Yes, it still was. Now let me ask you a question. Who would you go for, Isabel or Felicity?
Right now?
Right now. If they were both standing in there and they're like, we both want you, but you got to pick one of us.
Isabel.
Really?
Yeah.
I would go Felicity. I have to say it. Felicity, don't get me wrong. I love them both, but Felicity's got more meat on her. She got more booty. I'm a booty guy.
Isabel just looks like a freak.
Isabel, like a powerful, know-what-you-want freak.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's just think about it for a second. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to Diggs. While all that stuff and all that sex being thrown all over the bed and Felicity's upset and everything else, we got poor Diggs, and he's with Deadshot, and they escape. Well, actually, they don't escape. This is where I thought it was funny, because then you see Diggs get carried out by the guard. He's like, we only have 5 minutes, hurry. And they get out, and all of a sudden, you hear, pow, and you see an icicle go in the back of the guard. It kills him. He turns around. Who is it? It's Surshot, a.k.a. Deadshot, standing right there. What I want to know is, how the hell did Deadshot get out of there?
Dude, I don't know.
You're the comic book guy.
Yeah, but you were saying that the whole time we were watching it. I was like, I didn't see that. I just kind of, it was like given. He got away. I don't know how. But
I know. Because see, internet, when I was watching it, I was like, wicked. And I paused it. I'm like, hey. He's like, yeah. I go, he escaped. He's like, yeah, hello. They got together. They're going to escape. I'm like, hello. I already know. I can predict what's going to happen. They've got to, you help me escape. I'll show you where the girl is. You take me with you. I got it. But all of a sudden, so was A, Deadshot could have got out of there a long time ago.
Yeah.
Was he waiting and just kind of waiting it out to see what happens? I don't know. Internet, if you could help us with that, because we just didn't. Because I hope he just didn't just, oop, here I am, and that was it. But apparently he escapes, and he gets and tells Diggs, help me, I'll help you, because he knows where Lila is. And, of course, Diggs is like, you killed my brother, but I'll let you help me. And they find Lila, and they escape. And while they're escaping, then Oliver comes, and they get, and they write fights, and it's just a big old... And, of course, you see Deadshot, and he's got a little... I like his cool little Cyclops eye. I saw that. I don't know where he got it from.
He got it from the Asian people, the Triads.
So. I know that, but where was it before?
I don't know.
Because I remember he's like, much better. So I don't know if they went through his little...
Well, because one got damaged because of Oliver. Remember? Cause
yeah,
Oliver...
but no, I remember him, because he walks out of the... You remember where they put the room in, put all the coats and everything else? I remember him grabbing and going, much better. He grabbed something. So I just don't understand why they wouldn't get some super assassin's weapon and put it in a safe. Why would they just put it in a drawer with coats?
I have no idea.
I think Deadshot, he's lucked out, because he got a lot of hookups here. And so then... They escape, and we get into this big old fight, and everything's good and all that stuff. Oh, before we even get to this one part I want to talk about, we get a flashback before this all happens. And, of course, Sarah opens up the cell and looks like she's helping Oliver on this boat. And then Sarah gets tricked by Oliver, because as he calls on the CB radio and talks to his two people, that's when Ivo comes in and goes, ah, ha, 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 now we know there's two people on the island, ha, ha. And Oliver's like, what the hell? And then Sarah gives him the look. You immediately yelled out, sisters are bitches! And what did you mean by that?
Because they are, man. Like, to me, it was like, was it really worth sleeping with them? Look at all the hell that they're putting you through right now.
So do you think if Oliver was Oliver now, like after 5 years, would he still do the two sisters? Or do you think it was just douchebag Oliver trying to get two sisters?
No, I think he's actually thinking about it now.
Because the funny thing is, when we first started this podcast, you said in the podcast that you think it would be cool to sleep with two sisters.
Yeah.
And now you're like growing like Oliver. Now you're looking at it going, these bitches be crazy.
Hell yeah.
So you got Laurel, who's...
Drugs.
Drugs and alcohol and craziness. And you got Sarah, which I do like Sarah better than... Well, I'm trying to figure which one I think is hotter. I think they're both hot. Who would you do?
I just couldn't deal with the drugs.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
Alcohol.
Especially one that can really whoop the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. But yeah, it was hilarious. I wrote in parentheses, sisters are bitches, from DJ Wicked.
So the thing is that she doesn't feel pain anymore. Sarah doesn't.
No.
So does she even feel happiness? Is there any possibility that she could ever be in a relationship? You gotta think about it like that. If you don't feel pain, then you don't feel anything else.
I mean, if you don't feel pain, you have to have turned off your emotions.
Yeah.
So if you did that, can't she be in a relationship? I don't think she can. I don't think Oliver wants to. I think deep down inside, he wants to be with Laurel. But as we see in this episode, he does throw off some vibes over to Felicity.
Yeah, he does.
So that's what I'm hoping. But see, Oliver can't get with anybody. It's true. He can't be with anybody because they're going to be in danger. I mean, if he gets with Laurel and she gets hurt, I don't care. But you can't hurt my Felicity. No, no, no.
Unless he gets a serum and then injects Felicity, then he doesn't have to worry about anything.
That is true, like an Iron Man, another Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Why are you copying my Marvel movies? So then, of course, while all that crap's going on with the Russians and they escape and everything else, that's when Diggs tells the driver to stop the car, and they kick Deadshot out of the car, and he's about to shoot him, and he kind of puts his gun down and kind of like, you know, I have honor, and I'm going to let you live, and blah, blah, blah. And then Deadshot pretty much tells him, do you really know how your brother got killed? He's like, yeah, you killed him. And he's like, no, I didn't kill him. Your brother was a target. Who would want to kill your brother? And that's when he's like, what? Do you have a name? And then he's like, only an alias, The Hive. And, of course, immediately when I heard that, I was like, Wicked, you're like, I already looked it up. So I know that. Do you know anything about the Hive? The Hive stands for something, though. It's hierarchy. What is it called? It's hierarchy
of international.
International.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
And extermination.
Extermination. So that sounds like a serious, badass, I'm going to kill you kind of club.
Yeah, it's a cult of supervillains.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just made my nipples hard right now.
And they actually start introducing the Teen Titans with this.
Really?
Yeah, they coexist together in the same world.
Really?
And the Teen Titans actually has the Red Arrow, or aka Speedy, in it.
Oh, so you're telling me we might see some Teen Titan action?
You might.
Oh, because if they're introducing the Hive.
Yeah.
So is the Hive good or bad?
They're supervillains. It's a cult.
So then, okay,
they got to be bad.
Okay, now hold on. So you're saying that, though, but then you're mentioning Speedy, a.k.a. Red Arrow. Well, the Teen Titans are good.
Teen Titans are good. The Hive is bad.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I was thinking as you were mentioning all that together, and I'm thinking Teen Titans, right?
Well, Teen Titans are their own group.
Right, they're good, though.
Yeah.
So then, okay. Okay, I got it. So the Hive is what we're going to be introduced to first, it looks like, and if it keeps going, then we'll eventually be introduced to the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Ah, so it's kind of like superheroes, the Legion of Justice, and the Legion of Doom.
Pretty much.
In my world. Okay, now internet, I know that probably doesn't make any sense, but to me, in my little brain, it does. So, okay, cool. So I'm excited to see these badass people from the Hive. Because you know now Diggs is going to go, like, we go after them, Oliver. But they're super villains. So, yeah, Arrow's going to need some more help.
Yeah, he does.
Because, yeah, he's going to need some more help. Because it's not going
to... And what I also digged up on the Hive is that they attempted to hire Slade.
Slade is my guy.
Yeah.
Attempted?
Yeah. They attempted to hire him so he can eliminate the Teen Titans.
Oh. So, cool. The cool thing is that Slade's not dying anytime soon.
No. He's probably going to pop up pretty soon.
Oh. So, yeah. This looks good. I know you're excited. You got a big smile on your face.
I just like it when it all comes together. It's cool.
I hear that. So, of course, after all that stuff happens, everyone flies back to the U.S. Everybody's cool. And that's when we talked about earlier where Mom calls in Roy to the prison, and she pretty much says, don't worry, you know, Thea, you should date him, and blah, 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 whatever. And so they got the blessing of Mom, so that's all good. No big deal. Lila and Diggs are in bed together. They do the do. There's a lot of sex in this episode.
Yeah, there is.
You know, a lot of little... and then Felicity asks about Moscow. And he pretty much tells Oliver to pretty much tells Felicity that I can't be with anybody right now. And then she kind of walks around the table and then says, you know, well, you deserve better. So do you think Felicity thinks that he's going to settle down with Isabel? Because that's how I looked at it. She's like acting like they're going to get together.
No, I just think that she's like, don't waste your time with her kind of thing.
You can sleep with me instead.
Yeah, but I think she probably wants more than
that. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think Oliver will eventually sleep with Felicity?
I feel like he's not.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to mess up things.
Yeah, well, you know, it will get a little... Felicity seems a little unstable in the jealousy, like a little emotional.
Yeah.
Like in parts where she... I don't think she can handle him going out and being in danger. And, I mean, I know she can't handle it now, but imagine if they were to get... Oh, yeah, no big mess. So it's obvious at the end of this episode, he knows now that she likes him. It's obvious.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope he doesn't sleep with Felicity. If he hurts her, I'm going to be really anti. Oliver. I'll be fans of Arrow, but I'll be really anti because you better not do anything to my Felicity. And of course, then we get a flashback again before this the episode's over. We see the Jamaican pirate. People I know that some of y'all might think, Mike, he's not Jamaican. He sounds Jamaican to me. He's about to kill Oliver, about to shoot him in the head. And Sarah's like, nope. And she tells Ivo he can be handy. And that's when Ivo steps up and says, you know what? Yeah, let's save him. And that's when the pirate Jamaican says, I don't know who's calling the shots. Is it you or this little blonde bimbo? And that's when Ivo tells Oliver, you're going back to the island. So I guess for a brief moment, maybe he thought, it seemed like in Oliver's face that he was going to get to go home, like he was going to be freed. But then they're going, you're going back to the island, which sucks because now you're stuck back on that island.
I thought they were going to kill him.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
But maybe they got... Well, you know, they need him. They need him to show the bodies and the sub and all that crap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Oliver over there.
Dude, I think it's pretty crazy that we pretty much kind of caught the storyline of where it was going with the serum.
Yeah, because, well, we're not as dumb as we sound. You know, that's the way I look at it. I'm sure we're off, and especially me. Wicked is, he's already into this stuff and everything else, and you should see it, Internet, he's got his computer, he's got his notes from his phone, he does his research, and he tries to get all the right information. So, like I say, if we're wrong or if we're missing something, let us definitely know. You can email us at MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. Me, on the other hand, I'm just a fan of the show. I like the violence, I like the fighting, I like the hot chicks, I like the cool gadgets, that's me. I'm not into who this person's going to be and a superhero villain and all that stuff. I just want to see it on the big screen. So that's it for this show. The episode was called Keep Your Enemies Closer. I know that you and I talked about it. Keep Your Enemies Closer. Do you have a thought process of why that title?
Well, the fact that Isabel took off with them to Russia, I mean, I just felt like there was like some kind of connection, like Keep Your Enemies Closer, like. And then the whole fact that I keep thinking that she's Ra's al Ghul's daughter. So it's like, I don't know.
See, and that is really weird that you say that, because I wouldn't have thought Isabel. I was thinking your enemies closer, meaning Diggs and Deadshot working together, being keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
I look, and it's weird, and I'm interested.
That's a given. So, I mean, you got to think outside the box. Like,
true. And I totally agree with you on that. For me, though, I didn't think out of the box. I stayed inside the box. And I think it's because of that. But listening to your idea, keep your enemies closer, and now Isabel wanted to go to Russia to find out what's going on, to sleep with you, and to get into that. That could be it. That could be it. Keep your enemies closer. And we don't – I'm not thinking about – yeah, interesting. Next week, we'll be talking about – next week's episode is going to be called State versus Queen. It looks like Mommy Queen is finally going to court, and I'm sure that's going to be half the episode, which is going to be boring. I hope it's not.
What's her name? Is going to be on drugs the whole time.
Yeah.
We're in court.
We're in court.
What? Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on.
Ollie, I need your help. Yeah. So before we end it, I know we have a last minute clip. But before we go that, let everybody know how they can find you. I know that you're a DJ. I personally know that. A lot of people don't know. I know that you have a Podomatic podcast that you mix, that you and I do shows together, and you do mixes and everything. So let everybody know how to reach out to you.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at DJWKD23, and that's my Instagram as well. And the mixes that he was talking about is DJWKD.podomatic.com.
Yep, that is DJ Wicked. Reach out to him and touch him and rub him and love him. And me, you can find me on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy. It's the same thing on Instagram. Check out my blog when you get a chance. We have other podcasts there, giveaways, all that good stuff. iWatchMike.com. Also, big shout-outs to BlogTalkRadio.com, Variety Radio Online. My ladies over at Variety Radio Online, they air this podcast over there as well. Make sure you check out some of their other shows there, Sons of Anarchy, The Originals, The Vampire Diaries. If you're fans of TV, movies, they got you covered. Check out their website, thevro.com. Also, follow them on Twitter, at thevro. Make sure you like their Facebook page, Variety Radio Online, on Facebook. That's pretty much it. Before we go, we'll play this clip here. It's going to give you a little sum-sum about what's going to be happening next week. Some little green pill. Oh, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
This Wednesday, when a familiar foe escapes from prison.
Hello, Starling City.
Old habits die hard.
You want the pain to end?
And I can do that with Vertigo.
You've been poisoned. Take the pill.
I'm Count Vertigo, and I approve this time.
What do we do now?
We shut him down.
Arrow, all new. This Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.